What's up, everybody? I am Adrian Skippers.
And I'm Jochie Mentz.
And welcome to
Music Matters. We decided that we wanted to do a podcast to bring out the love and the passion that we have for music and share it with other people that's also passionate about music. If you're not passionate, hopefully we can help you to become passionate
yes.
about music. But this will be the first podcast and we are very excited to do this.
And we are very rusty, so please yeah. forgive us. But I don't know if you guys might have seen us together on my vlog, and we spoke about music and Jochie's love for music and my love for music. And basically, a couple of months later, we just sat together and came up with this idea to actually yeah. do something that we both love. And that's music, you know.
Yeah.
We were in a band together. We made music. Jochie still makes music.
Definitely.
But yeah, guys, we hope you can enjoy this journey with us.
Yeah. Yes, we actually started out discussing what we would do for the first podcast.
Yes.
And it was a long discussion, and there were so, because there's so many genres of music and so many topics that we could touch. Mm. It was difficult to decide which one would be the first one to sort of kick this whole podcast off.
Mm.
But we decided that we would like to do a nostalgic theme.
Well, if you look back at it, Jochie and I, we're both into band music, if I can put it that way. People that actually use instruments to yeah. make music. So obviously throughout this podcast and throughout the progress of this podcast, mm. we'll be doing different stuff. We'll be looking at pop music stuff, you know, even the stuff we don't enjoy.
Mm.
But this is not only for us. It starts out for us, but we're hoping to also add some value to the listeners
mm.
and get the love of music really out there. It doesn't matter if you love house music, you know, that's your problem. But, you know, I was a punk rocker back in the day, and Jochie was a solid metal head.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share this quick story with you guys. Back in the day, we were still in school. Jochie's a little bit older than I am, so he was already studying back then. He was actually studying sound engineering back then.
Yes.
His brother, Tinus, and I were good friends, and we were the same age. So after school, many afternoons, I would go with Tinus to their house, and we would find Jochie asleep, listening to Slipknot, boosting in the background, and Jochie is like fast asleep. And I could never understand yeah. how someone could sleep on that kind of music. But that's just a little bit of background on us, you know, that what we like and what we into. And yeah,
both of us have really grown evolved. Up and evolved. We enjoy a lot of different styles of music. I think the core and the heart of it would always stay with rock and roll and mm. everything that falls underneath the main genre.
Yes.
Anything, as Adrian said, that's played with real instruments would be our passion
mm.
and it will speak in some way or another
mm.
to our souls. As we said earlier, we actually wanted to do a song that we both enjoyed in school.
Yes, very much. Very much. The funny thing is, actually yesterday a friend of mine shared me this list of the top 10 choruses from pop punk bands. The song we're going to do is actually on that list. And, you know, but just to give you guys a little bit of hope, you know, the yeah. light at the end of the tunnel is we're not only going to do metal music. We're not only going to do pop music. We're not only going to focus on certain genres. We want to actually challenge ourselves
Definitely.
To also expose ourselves to different genres that we might not necessarily listen to in the car on mm. our way to work or whatever.
Yeah, and also to sort of have a reaction to the music. Try and understand why this person or that artist wrote this song and what's behind the song. Because I think everybody, even if it's not in your frame of reference on the genre of music that you like, every song has a story to tell, even if it's how lame to you. Obviously, there's exceptions of songs out there that's just purely made to make money
mm.
and to appeal to the masses.
Mm.
And some of the songs that appeal to the masses are very good as well.
And some of them are very not good.
Yeah, very, very not good.
Okay, so let's get to it. The first song of the very first Music Matters episode is...
What's My Age Again?
Blink 182.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still wanna lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What a song. That's amazing. While we were busy listening to it, we were actually thinking of saying some things in the song, and we couldn't.
We couldn't. It's just, the song is just too good.
Yeah, it sort of takes you away to a time as well that was the only thing that you had to worry about was your homework. And if the girl likes you, that you like.
That I think the latter one, I think that was more important than homework. Homework may not have been a huge focus point, but yes, we did our homework, mom sometimes, and dad.
Sometimes in the morning before school. Yeah, we've been listening to this album since it came out in 1999.
19 years, people.
Yeah, that's 19 rough.
19 years. It's giving away our age a bit.
Mm. From the album cover, that sort of took you as a teenager.
That's probably why this was my favorite Blink 182 album ever.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the album cover. Everything is cool. It's just a cool album, fun song. Obviously, we chose that song, I think, because it was the one song from the album that you would always go back to.
Yes.
Even though the whole album is amazing.
Yes.
That's the song that everything that he's talking about sort of hit home to what we were going through as teenagers as well.
Yes, and I also actually feel, Jochen, I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I also feel that this is kind of the song on the album Enema of the State that I think they weren't planning for this song to be the song on the album. You know, you got your All the Small Things, which obviously, you know, went viral. That was a massive song. But this is the song that everybody kind of refers to. You know, music lovers. All the Small Things were kind of the song that was made for the masses. Everybody loved All the Small Things. But What's My Age Again, it's kind of a cult song. It became like a Blink cult song, along with Adam's song, you know. But to me, this is the song that they weren't intentionally making it to become such a big hit.
Yeah, I don't think so. The thing is, the album before that, Dude Ranch had Damn It, which was the song that started putting them on the map. Yeah. A lot of more people started hearing them. And this album like, as you said, with all the small things, was just that song took them to the stadium concerts and, and opening a whole new world for the band. But I think, as you said, there's a reason why most people, between this song and I Think Aliens Exist on the album, those two songs were, I know, I remember when I was still obviously more into metal than I was into any other genre of music. And most of my friends back then as well that was in the metal scene digged these two songs, Aliens Exist and What's My Age Again.
Yes.
They said the other songs...
Commercial.
Yeah, we felt too commercial. Even though What's My Age Again was the second single from this album, I think most people took to that song as well. Most of the guys that I knew that were more into heavier music and metal music and enjoyed the songs as well.
I think the thing that I appreciate about Enema of the State, this Blink-182 album, is this is actually where my journey into the punk rock metal scene started. I was actually, back then, I was grade 6, which made, 12 years old, 11, 12 years old. And, you know, I was still listening to Bump and, and what's that, those Hot Summer Hits?
Yeah, Now.
Yeah, Now too, probably, back then. I think now is it Now 134. But I was still listening to, you know, Two Times.
You know, well, I don't think we're going to cover that song.
But if you want us
to. If you want to,
But this, you know, this... This album exposed me or introduced me to the kind of evolution in my music love, you know, my love for music, going into bands, you know, and obviously going into that transition from primary school to high school, and then obviously also leaving a lot of childish stuff behind and getting more, you know, not adult, but, you know, moving into the teenager phase, you know. So Blink-182 was kind of the band that actually walked with me, you know, in quotation marks, walked with me through high school, you know. That was the stuff that I listened to. That was in my playing in my earphones or... Don't think we even had MP3 players.
Tape Walkmans.
Yeah, tape Walkmans. Yeah.
No, CDs were there. But yeah, it's, as Adrian said as well, where a band like Sex Pistols opened up the world of punk rock music to the masses and the Clash. And then Green Day came in the 90s and they started to sort of commercialize punk music for everyday people. Even people that listened only to Madonna or whatever, they could listen to Green Day as well. And I think after that, Blink was the band that took it a little bit further and opened up the door for bands like All Time Low and other punk bands that sort of had the pop feel to their music but didn't want to do electronic music per se. There's so much history in the band and stuff with Tom leaving the band and getting fired or whatever happened there. Matt Skiba coming in. That's a whole topic by itself. Actually,
something we'll save for another episode. We're actually burning. I'm actually burning to talk about this.
Because,
I'm not gonna say anything more about more on the matter.
I think it's like Adrian said. We'll come back to Blink-182 again. Obviously, it's a band that to us is so important that we can't just do one song or one album even. So we'll definitely come back to them and we'll talk a little bit more about what Tom DeLonge is doing actually at the moment. What sort of happened? I think most people have followed it a little bit, but we'll just go a little bit deeper and talk a little bit about what we think happened. Yeah. Obviously, it would just be an opinion.
All we'll say on the matter is aliens exist.
Aliens exist, yeah.
Again, was our first song. It was a great song. I think everyone would agree. And if you don't agree, that's cool, you know. That's why the world is interesting, because there are people out there with different taste and we welcome it. So we'd love to hear from you guys, actually. You know, what is your number one nostalgia song? And... next week, obviously, we'll be continuing the nostalgia theme, because it's the theme for the month. If we don't stop ourselves here, you know, we'll be talking about Blink-182
the whole evening,
for ages to come. But, and this is a massive but. If we get, I want to challenge you guys actually, and this is probably never going to happen, but if we get enough people to share this podcast, maybe it'll go viral and Blink 182 would hear it. And they would come to South Africa.
And join us in this podcast.
And then they'll be guests on our podcast.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt dreaming, guys. Yeah, it doesn't hurt dreaming.
Definitely. Thanks for listening to our first podcast. Hope that you guys tune in again.
Yes, guys, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock. 8 p.m. South African time. We'll be posting our podcast on SoundCloud, Anchor. Check out that app. It's a fantastic app if you want to start a podcast, actually. And then Apple Podcast, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock, South African time. Music matters.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.